Forever Dog.
When your town has made you frown, when your square has made you swear, when life gives you one more punch, you need a donut soaked in Captain Crunch. You need a place to stroll with alcohol, a place that features part of the Berlin Wall, where steampunk robots sell chocolate snacks, a place where you can tattoo your lower back. So let's go take a walk. Let's all go to City Walk, Orlando, tonight, tonight.
Podcast The Ride presents The City Walk Orlando Saga, Multiverse of Madness, a daily, extremely necessary series exploring the shops, restaurants,
and cosmic wonder
that make up Universal City Walk Orlando.
Buongiorno, and welcome to Podcast The Ride presents the City Walk Saga Orlando, Multiverse of Madness. My name is Mike Carlson, and I'm just feeling very festive and Italian today. Scott Gardner also here.
Yes, well, Italian is the nationality of one of the places in
Well, I assume it is. We haven't gotten our assignment yet. I'm feeling that.
I think I know what it is, but I'm not totally sure.
Right. Jason Sheridan also here.
I am also feeling festive and Italiano.
All right, great.
I liked the multiverse as if it to feed into molto bene.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Very purposeful.
And you did.
Tied together nicely.
Listeners couldn't see. You did like pizza box chef hands, like the kissing
what
the fingers.
What do you call that like motion you do with your
pizza,
fingers?
Pizza box chef hands.
Italian pizza box chef.
Yeah. Pizza box chef hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really should be a shorter thing, I think.
Box chef hand. But you know what it means when you hear it.
PBCH. I'm doing PBCH.
And if you weren't listeners, Mike did a quick PBCH.
Yeah.
Okay, well, from now on, add that to our Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool, it's like LOL or ROTFL.
So, yeah, I am feeling very Italian, but I'm also feeling like, there's like a presence here, I don't know. But
more than usual,
I think for sure more than usual, because we are, should we summon him?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, please, Sector, how do we summon him? I forgot. We've been doing it one way, right?
Not every time.
No,
I think it's been kind of different every time, and I think you could probably summon him by saying...
Let's do Chef Hands.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's do Pizza Box Chef
Hands.
Hey! We're doing it.
PBCH.
The Sector Keeper is here. Hey!
Hey! Paisanos!
Oh, hey! How are you?
Buongiorno. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah.
I am happy that we are past the age of Buffett. I think mercifully we are. Mike probably feels different. Both of you probably feel different. I was more than ready for that Buffett phase to be over. And I feel like maybe there's better stuff coming for us, finally, I hope.
I think that's right. But I will say this. I was just a friend of the show, Ted sent me today Pitbull's new song, Thank God and Jimmy Buffett. And
And Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, so I haven't listened to this yet, so we're not going to do it here, but I'm just saying we may have to address Pitbull's new song at some point in this saga. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I just want to tease that for later.
Pitbull just dropped a song?
I believe so, yeah. It's a new song. So
Thank God... And Jimmy, but does that imply it's thank both of them, or is it two separate thoughts? Thank God and all separately Jimmy Buffett.
No, I think he's putting God and Jimmy Buffett on the same pedestal.
Uh-huh.
The same like kind of importance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get from it, at least.
Yeah.
Buffett does seat at the right hand of the Father.
Oh, well, you would know.
In heaven plus, that is.
Well, he's new up there, so you want to give him the good seat, at least for a little while.
Of course.
And been born on Christmas, like God's son.
That's right.
Of course.
That's
mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he's up there. I'm glad that he's doing good up there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is he okay that there's just clouds and it's not water?
Well, you can just kind of like make the clouds. They're like Play-Doh.
Okay, so he can mold the clouds into water?
Into ships, into water.
Into little cheeseburgers, I'd imagine. Yeah,
hammocks.
Sure.
Hammocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, hammocks.
Money.
money.
Yeah. I just want him to feel comfortable up there. Well, he's had a lot of money. I assume he had a lot of money lying around. He's very rich.
He's comfy. He's comfy.
I don't know. He was sleeping in a hammock made of money, I assume. Mm-hmm. That's what he did every night.
You don't want to. You don't want heaven to be a downgrade. You don't want it to be right. That he like. Yeah,
he had it better.
Yeah,
here.
Had it better here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, this is my mistake. For I caused an extension of the age of Buffett by referring to being glad
you did.
The age of Buffett.
Sure. You screwed it up.
But there is something in the air, like the spirit energy. It is a little crunchy.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I feel it's a little. I feel a little crowded and crunched,
dudes. Yeah.
Oh,
whoa. That was different? What the hell was that?
No.
Hey, Fountain Boy, how's it going?
No. Whoa. Get him out of here.
Sucker Keeper, who is this?
86, this crunchy asshole.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
It's the VBB, you know me.
The VBB.
VBB, it's the Venice Boardwalk.
Venice Beach Boardwalk?
Don't leave out the beach. You can't spell baked peach without beach, buddy.
He's going to do shit like this all day.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Okay. Jeez. He showed up. Because we've learned of your vast network of cousins or family member, whatever, other keepers.
This is one of my cousins, the Venice Beach Boardwalk
This is the official, the Venice Beach Boardwalk.
Yeah, we freed him and all these other keepers at the end of the Downtown
Disney
ordeal.
Yeah, that's right. Listen at the end of the Downtown Disney ordeal, we did, we heard from you briefly. Yeah, and wow, here you are in our presence. Wow.
Grazie for that, boys. Thank you for
much. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm glad we could help out.
I can't believe we're in the same room.
Hey, sorry. I'll just be real quick, and then I'll just be out of your hair.
Oh, okay.
Can I get, like, I need, like, 50 more grand.
I can't, you know I can't do this right now. Boys.
Should we edit that out or not? Did you just ask him for, money?
He asked me for 50 more grand.
More
grand. Oh, right, because you said you won the Powerball, but you said all the keepers were hitting you up.
All the keepers keep coming out of the woodwork. I've got keepers coming, hitting me up. I'm answering. You know how many names in my phone say do not answer
so
now?
You do have a phone, because I was calling and the numbers wasn't working.
I have a phone and...
It goes boop, boop, beep. Sorry, this number's been disconnected.
Wait, so it
doesn't sound like the normal voice. It sounds like your voice. It sounds like you changed your voicemail to say that.
I'm answering and going boop, boop, beep.
That's your tell right there. You got to just use the real, or get a recording of what the real there's no number sound is.
It was an old tactic I picked up while working at Cricket Wireless. My manager would answer the phone there and say that.
Wow, you picked that. Oh, that's weird.
That's a good plan to avoid, but you got to get a more realistic voice. Your voice is really recognizable. It's iconic.
I know. So 50 grand for, you know, what for?
Well, I'm trying to get a couple more Michael Ferraris.
Michael Ferrari. What the hell's a Michael Ferrari?
You mean those paintings? The paint. Like, full disclosure. Just to like, we didn't want to bring this up. We were contacted by the Venice Beach Boardwalk keeper. Basically, he heard the whole series is going on.
Right.
He hit up Mike and I and asked if he could kind of like. Hang, just get a feel for us and the vibe of the show.
And you, I thought you were going to be there. Yeah. So you could just go hang out. We were at City Walk and we're like, where is this guy? And you weren't there and we couldn't pick up enough Michael Ferraris.
I wasn't there because there's a lien on my house. And I've been doing paperwork all week.
Oh, wow. Oh my well, God. It's really, I'm so sorry. But he told us, like, he just said you couldn't make it. And he said, but it's on, he just said, kept saying, everything is on you.
That's what you said.
It's on me. It's on me.
Yeah, that's
so
what you said.
Last time I gave you $50,000, you already bought a Michael Ferrari. The last time before that, I gave you $100,000. And you invested it in Royal Match, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
You gave it to the guys that created Royal Match, the game that traps a king.
Oh, yeah. And he's like trying to get out, and you got to make sure the water gets dumped in the right place so he doesn't drown in the room.
Right, because
Well, I'm just trying to save a king out here, Fountain Boy. What are you doing with every day?
I'm trying to save my house, man.
Oh, man, this is really... guys, I'm so like... Look, that we're trying to do. You know, we have a mission here. We have to rate and review things as well. So I like, please, like, if we could just keep
Royal
it cordial,
Match, 5 stars.
Not those things. No, it's like the things that. That's why we went up to City Walk. Like we did. Like specifically, we're trying to do those restaurants. Like the ones that we went to.
Yeah.
That's why we did that with you. And I get, you know, honestly, Sector Keeper, we had a pretty good time. I thought.
Yeah.
And I at first I was like, wow, the generosity of Sector Keeper to like get right. all of this.
Yeah. Thanks so
I
much.
Thought
thanks
we,
so,
we racked
so
up
much,
honestly.
Wait.
Yeah, we had a healthy tab going there. It was a good party. We missed you though, buddy.
Wait. I paid for this trip.
Yeah.
It's what
yeah.
he kept saying.
Well, that's what he said.
I meant to say thank you when we started because yeah. we had a great time. I mean, maybe just to like
Vivo Italian Kitchen where everyone knows your name, specifically your name because there's a tab under your name in Vivo Italian
no,
Kitchen.
No, Sector Keeper. Wait, they just let you run up Sector Keeper's tab? That's me.
Yeah. We know it's you. Yeah.
Oh,
we didn't know. I really feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. This is what he does, man.
I am kind of curious about these Michael Ferraris, though. It sounds a good investment opportunity.
Yeah, that's a painting at this like store that where they have all of it. That's a new thing in Hollywood. There's a store with all of these like collectibles that are signed by celebrities. We can get into that. We'll deal with actually maybe. I feel bad asking you for this.
Sure.
But just to like, can
no,
you just
yes,
give
us
like
course.
as if none of this happened? Can you give us our assignment?
Yeah, they're getting real. Quick, give me just another $50,000.
Okay, I'm gonna sell you $50,000.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Wait. I don't know. Should you?
This is the last time. You promise?
What?
Do you promise?
Yeah. What?
Do you promise?
Yeah. Yeah. No. What? Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. No.
Are you saying?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. 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 No. No. Yeah. No.
Boys. Phase 6, Sector 1. Big Fire, Antojitos Alpha, Antojitos Omega, Vivo Alpha, Vivo Omega, and Celebrity Authentics. Good luck, Paisano.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
So that's what we have to talk about in this sector.
Please finish this sector so we can finish it off and get this guy out of here.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe a good place to start would be the meal that we went up and had that we thought that you were in on. To catch you up, Venice Beach Boardwalk Keeper. With this thing Alpha and Omega. Alpha means the first. Yes, and Omega always means second. Yeah. No, we all right. You know the rules, just right, like we do.
It's first and last. It's first and last.
I thought we went through this.
It was second. Alpha, first.
Beta,
Omega, second. Gamma, third. Delta, fourth.
Epsilon?
Fifth.
Okay, we're on the same page now.
Okay. Go ahead. The rules. Basically, Alpha is whichever establishment opened first, whether it was City Walk Orlando or City Walk Hollywood, and I guess City Walk Hollywood is part of this too. So Vivo is an Italian restaurant.
But just to be clear, in the event that something opened at City Walk first, that would be called
City Walk here.
If it opened at City Walk Hollywood, whichever one opened first is always Alpha, regardless of which.
Right, because that makes more sense than just calling it the one at Hollywood or the one in Florida.
Yes, you're learning. You're learning.
Yeah, these are the rules that the gods have established.
Sector Keeper. Yeah, look at him for that. I don't mean to create more tension, but like that was his call.
So like the Chocolatorium would be like Beta, Alpha.
Well,
yeah,
it opened first
beta,
in Orlando. It opened first in Orlando, so it would
Orlando's
be Alpha in Orlando.
Alpha.
Okay, but if this Vivo opened first, then the Vivo in Hollywood is the Alpha.
Is Alpha.
And
this is a bad system, dude.
And with every beginning, there's an end, and every end, there's a beginning.
With every end, there's a beginning.
Right.
You know what's weird about this?
And there's
also portals
and jump points.
Yeah.
And wormholes.
Well, that's just true. You guys know about gate holes?
Yeah, no, he's filled
you guys know about jump points?
Holes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we've been learning.
You up on like wormholes?
Yeah, we're pretty up on it.
We've and you know about like ends.
Yeah.
Mm, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, you know about ends, right?
Yeah.
With every end there's a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know or are you just nodding? What's this guy been telling you?
We know. I mean, it feels like you're trying to like co-opt all this stuff as your own ideas. We learned all this from the Sector Keeper.
Yeah, I mean, it's his stuff. Yeah,
well,
it's common knowledge.
Yeah, everyone knows this
amongst
stuff.
Keepers. So mm-hmm. he's on a level for the first time. He's on the level.
Okay, you don't mind. Okay. Yeah, all right, Sly. Yeah, you know what? You know what's confusing?
And
about
not
this?
By like when I say level, I don't mean like sector.
Oh, and the level
he's
keeper, who's your different
yes.
relative. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right. Okay. About levels.
What's weird to me is that we have this alpha omega system, but in almost every case, alpha is Orlando.
Yeah.
Have we even found one where it went the other way?
I don't think so.
Romance. You're learning, boys. You're learning.
If Celebrity Authentics opens in Orlando, it will be the other way, but they haven't announced anything.
I have my own questions about why we're doing that exactly. But so Vivo, it's an Italian chain that Universal made up so that they would have their own that they own. It replaced the previously existing one at City Walk Orlando, which was called Pastamore. That's a fallen brother, is Pastamore. I don't know if you guys can see this logo from here. If you're judging an Italian restaurant on busyness of logo, Pastamore easily trounced Vivo, which is just kind of a plain word. It just says Vivo.
Neon pasta.
When you see pasta, you say more. Can I have more? So they opened this chain, which is, of course, the chef was Milan native Nicola Bellazzi Canale. We all know that.
Nicola Bellazzi Canale.
We honor Canale. This was 2015 in Orlando, came to Hollywood in 2018, and it's kind of like a pre-interview, get to know you. We went up to the to Omega, which is Hollywood, with you the other night.
Yeah, that was great.
I thought it was great.
I had a really good time,
I had a great time. We got that. What was that old whiskey we found?
Oh, yeah. I took some pictures of them because you insisted on, like, another round. And I was like, are you sure we can't chip in on this? You said, no.
Sector Keeper's got it.
Was Pappy Van Winkle?
That's right.
Is that what you ordered Van for us? Which is, like, a famously... And you went for the 23-year. And I should have just let you do it and not looked it up. But we got it because we're journalists. We have to know. Every one of those glasses was $285.
Yeah, we didn't.
Assumed you knew about this.
Well, it's got to be 23.
Top shelf, they got top shelf.
Pappy is very
top shelf liquor at City Walk.
There's a drink at City Walk that's $200 and what?
Just
$285
per drink.
Per drink, because it's the top shelf. I mean, it's
23.
It's
Jordan, baby. What are we talking about?
You're right. We got to do the Jordan of liquors, you said.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
great. We had to follow it with a round of cucumber coolers, which are like $11.
Yeah.
That's much more reasonable. Boys.
It was, but it gets a little less reasonable if somebody among us, looking at you, Venice Beach Bar Keeper, looking, got like seven of them.
Yeah, you're looking at me when you say that.
Well, I am.
You said somebody, but then you looked at me specifically.
I did. I don't mean to cut, but you did. You were into those. You were pounding those down.
Yeah.
Well...
You can't get drunk. They just fall right to the ground. They hit the ground.
It falls
all right because you're post.
Right through and it shatters. You can't keep trying though.
You gotta keep trying.
And you
I'm
have
chasing
to keep...
that feeling of being drunk. So I haven't been drunk in so long. You can't get drunk when you're once you. They don't tell you that once
that's
you die, you can't get drunk anymore.
God, horrible.
You know what?
But
you can get high though.
Because it's smoke and vapor, and that's what you are too. So that adds up.
That's one thing we're on the same page.
Yeah, baby.
You're on this. Yeah, I'm watching you bond over that. You feel free to just like if you like blow some smoke at each other. If you feel like that'll calm everything down.
You're not gonna be mad at all once we're gonna share a bowl. And we're gonna lose ourselves in these Michael Ferraris.
They're pretty good paintings. I agree.
I want you to picture like Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
But she's Catwoman, but she's made of a million points of color.
Oh.
And that's a Michael Ferrari, baby. And I want you to picture Harley Quinn.
Okay.
But she's Harley Quinn, but she's a million points of light and color. And that's a Michael Ferrari.
Wow.
And I want you to picture John Travolta.
What?
But he's John Travolta in... the movie he's so famous for.
Oh,
the Grease? Hairspray? Which one?
No, no, the one where he's got a gun.
Gotti?
No, he's got a gun.
Punisher 2?
Samuel Jackson.
The one by from Something with Love. The it's by the Taken guy.
No, guys, he's so famous in this one. He's got a gun.
Face Off?
Pulp Fiction?
It's John Travolta. He's got a gun.
It's gotta be Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's
Pulp Fiction.
The one.
Okay.
God, finally, Jesus. like the second one we said.
No, he said Greece.
You're too high, man.
This is conversations with him. He'll smoke himself. He's got like a little Casper tail, and he'll put it in his mouth, and he'll smoke himself. Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to get high on your own supply. That's what they say.
When you're a ghost and you smoke your own little tail,
you
is that like
your own little tail.
I hate to be vulgar, but is that like sucking your own dick?
No, yeah, not at all.
It's like sucking your own.
Oh my god, you
dick.
Hang out with these guys?
I'm
Are they
sorry.
Always like this?
No,
talking
I'm
about
never
sucking
like
their
this.
Own dicks?
I'm never like this. This is the thing with Mike makes the whole thing of being like the prude, and then he'll say the weirdest shit sexually all the time.
Well, but if you're sucking your tail.
Seems like this guy is over here just waiting to talk about sucking his own dick.
That's not what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, did I grow up on Kevin Smith movies? Yeah, but that's not me. That's not what I talk about normally.
No, man, vaping on your own Casper tail is not the same as sucking your own dick.
It does sound a little
thank ridiculous.
Thank you,
well,
Jason.
Said, no, when you say it sounds ridiculous. When he said it, says it, it sounds sensible.
It sounds sensible to suck your own tail?
Well, he's made of gas, you know.
Let's get real. You're not always just sucking tail.
Thank
you.
You
can be puffing on that tail.
Yeah.
Ripping tail clouds.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah, you can. Light up.
You get some plumes going.
Yeah, you slurp the nerp.
Torch
you know.
The briar.
Slurp the nerp.
Oh, gross.
Look, this is, you guys are being gross too. Why can't we acknowledge that we're all being gross
why
at the same time?
Bending,
why
are you bending over so?
Because I'm trying to show you what it would be like.
God, the first off, man. Okay, I can't believe I'm on the same page right now.
Yeah, no, go on.
But when you suck your own tail, you don't go forward.
Thank you.
You reach back and bring the tail over your
shoulder. Over your shoulder and around you like a camelback.
As if you had like a big sheet under you and you're just pulling the sheet
Scott
up and
gets
over.
Scott gets it.
So it's like a hookah. It's almost like it's a big hookah.
Yeah,
you got like a caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, yeah, it's like a hookah. Yes. Yeah.
See, everyone's on the same page. Catch up, Michael.
There's got to be a ghost that's sucking his own tail front ways. There has to be one. Like, everybody does things differently. So, like, that would be an easy thing to do, just bend over.
Yeah, if you're a pervert, low-life, degenerate, you could do it that way. You could do it that way.
If you do it front ways, like, that would be, like, an erogenous zone. That would give you a sexual feeling. But if you do it up and around your back, that's more like drugs.
See, this guy gets
up and around the back, you can do on the red carpet. No one will bat an eye.
Red carpet?
At the front?
Yes.
Get to jail. Go to prison.
Yeah.
Did you say red carpet? Are you floating down a red carpet often?
I mean, I don't go to any red carpet.
We went to premiere of Madam Web.
Mm-hmm. People feel strongly about that film.
Yeah, I've heard. I haven't seen it yet.
We didn't went to the red carpet. We didn't see it.
Yeah.
Fucking, well, based on Flash as the precedent, Mike's probably going to fucking love Madam Web.
There might be
actually,
parts of
Madam Web's good. You know who said it's good? Evan Susser. Cut to Susser. No, I didn't say that. Another round
it
of lies.
Be, look, if there's scenes I like, I will say it. I'm not too scared. I'm a guy who
will say that Susser also said it, even though it wasn't true.
Look, I'll throw out. Well, we debated that. I'll throw out a controversial opinion sometimes, and that's just who I am. And yeah, I will throw out the idea of sucking your own ghost tail. That's who I am. Okay? Look, you guys can be upset with me all you want, but that's just who I am.
Sucking your own ghost tail is fine.
It's fine.
It's just not the same as.
All right, fine. I understand.
Yeah. Right. Do it over the back of your shoulder.
Folks, Michael here. Eating well is hard sometimes, but that's where Factor Meals comes in. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They've got 35 different options to choose from each week. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Get after your goals. I've been getting after my goals. I had some creamy Parmesan chicken. It was delicious. I made it and I felt smart for doing it. A great thing about Factor is that it's flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it.
I want to get back to these Mike Ferraris because they sound like great investment opportunities.
So, you are
I might
so
be
correct.
Interested.
Let's talk about Pennsylvania-based artist Michael Ferrari and his explosion of lights and colors.
Celebrity Authentics is a store that's, oh, by the way, only at City Walk Hollywood. How did
no
this
other
become
place.
Part of, I, aren't, this is, okay, I understand that we're covering things at Hollywood that are also in Orlando. That much we've done. But why is this on our plate? This is only in Hollywood. I like it's ultimately it's an Orlando series. Yeah. Why did this get added?
Because was it just because I wanted to go there to buy the Michael Ferrari pictures to complete the set?
This is what happens, boys. This, you know, he brought this into the sector.
How do we allow if a guest ghost to start putting things in the order?
Yeah.
There's so many things that we have to cover just in Orlando, and then some drifter shows up, and we have to go do what he wants and make it an official part of the show?
This is my home.
What do you mean, Scott's
garage? Scott,
we're doing this in my. This is in my house. Do you mean what? The city? The world?
This aura.
The vibe is your home?
The vibe is my home.
So I'm so if I come at you with any conflicting information...
Don't bring
I'm,
that into my home. This vibe is my home.
Okay, here's the deal. Rate. If you do look at the paperwork of the aura, I did co-sign and this is his home.
What? Whoa, what? This isn't my home anymore because I don't buy this is some fucking floaty outer space shit. I don't agree with this
I'm
one
sorry,
bit. I live here.
This is what happens when you bring these other keepers into the mix, man.
I'm figuring it out. I thought it was fun. We went out and had a good time and had a good dinner, but now I know that was a lie. And yeah. The Celebrity Authentics
wait,
was
wait,
just
wait,
for
what
you.
What do you mean it was a lie?
It was a you the, lied
the,
about.
Were the smiles a lie?
No.
Was the very small chicken panini sandwich a lie that I would have assumed would have been, you know, long like a panini, but was in fact short and round like a Hawaiian roll? Was that a lie?
There's no lie about that.
Yeah,
I
that
saw
was,
it with my
yeah,
own
I
two
saw
eyes.
It too.
You had the teeniest panini.
So what this was, is your order at Vivo, just to be clear?
That's what he got.
Okay,
that's what Venice
okay.
Beach Boardwalk Keeper
Happy
got.
Happy Van Winkle. Keep it coming, 23. Try to get that. Follow it up. Cucumber coolers.
Happy Van Winkle produced in very small quantities. So that a bunch of it ended up at the Italian restaurant at City Walk Hollywood is very... interesting.
That's why I feel like we gotta keep getting it because you never know when like Pappy's off Tappy. They don't got no more.
You do have to make sure.
I'll go back to the Tappy if you can assure me that you are paying for or let us pay for
why
it too.
Does it
I don't
matter?
Like it was abusive to the sector keeper to charge it to him.
It's not. First of all, it's you can pee in the ocean for the same reason that you can charge things to the sector keeper. He doesn't notice. He's got so much money. He doesn't know what to do with it. Hold on. Have you told him about rubber ducks?
Oh, come on.
Ask this guy how many rubber ducks he has.
Come on.
We're looking for things to spend money on.
Come on, man.
Hey, Sector Keeper, how many rubber ducks do you have?
How many rubber ducks do. Okay.
Follow up.
In California?
There you go. See? He's got state specific duck collection.
How many different states do you have a collection of rubber ducks in?
Continental.
Oh man, he's
God.
Whoa!
Do you have him in Alaska too, or
in Hawaii?
This guy's pleading poverty. He's only 1% of 1%. Powerball changed this guy.
Really? I didn't know. He seems like he was the same. He seems humble, and he seems like he's still the same ghost we met all these
used
years
to
ago.
Be, I called up him. He answered the phone no matter what. Now it's boop, boop, beep. We're sorry. This call did not go through, and leave a message, and I'm not here. Okay, bye.
Okay,
really
yeah.
Giving
of the,
you the business
one of
sector
the tells
keeper.
Was me saying this call has not gone through, but also leave a message. That's on me. Okay, yes, I was looking for a way to dodge this guy because I haven't heard from him in 20 years, and then I win the Powerball, which yes, $1 billion, one of the $1 billion Powerball jackpots I did, but after taxes and you take the lump sum, it's not a lot of rubber ducks.
First of all, look, you gotta take the lump sum.
Yeah,
what are we talking about? You gotta take the lump sum.
The annuity we've already established that every 3 months is an eternity for me. For you, it's 3 months.
Right.
You know, when you're getting a lot of rubber ducks and you've got so many keepers coming
at
you.
Yes, exactly.
Every one of those guys that we heard from the Horton Plaza keepers bugging you and you needs burrito money. I mean, like, if this is just one of the dozens of ghosts coming at you, I feel terrible. I feel terrible for you.
You know, I'm going to be all right.
Okay, all right.
You can get a Van Hathaway Michael Ferrari for like $2,499.
Is that the real price?
So, Mike, can you explain Celebrity Authentics?
Celebrity Authentics was a website for many years, apparently. Basically, obviously, they're a warehouse somewhere. But they have all these different, like, memorabilia signed by celebrities. And they have different pictures and stuff with signatures. And then they also have a wall dedicated to an artist named Michael Ferrari.
Pennsylvania-based artist Michael Ferrari. And you can get it for $24.99. What are we worried about?
$24.99.
Yeah, $2,499.
Yeah, $500. And yeah, there's some high ticket stuff here in Celebrity Authentics.
Well, I just want to confirm, just because VBB, there was a news story going around. A woman wrote an article. She's like an advice columnist for The Cut, New York Magazine.
Sounds real.
And she was convinced to withdraw $50,000 from her bank account and put it in a shoebox and give it to someone who pulled up in a van. Is that... The number
are you asking
just
if that
stuck
was him?
With me. Yeah. Were you trying number. To use that to get Michael Ferrari's?
The thing about Michael Ferrari's is they're most beautiful as a set. Like, you can't just have one. You know how sometimes when you buy a painting from an artist, you like put it on a wall above a fireplace, or you put it next to the Titanic boutique, or you put it next to like...
You want a triptych of Michael Ferrari's? What's that? A triptych is like a three...
Like a set of threes.
Set of threes.
No, that's not enough. You have to have a grid. Yeah, like an Instagram wall, but on your actual wall.
So, you want a wall that's 100% painting penetration. It's
no.
There's not one bit of wall not used by Michael Ferrari.
Of course there is, because there's a grid, Scott. Listen to me. The grid is the delineation between the paintings.
Dude, take a suck of the tail. You're coming in hot.
Yeah, jeez. I'm the host of this show. You're being really
rude. You're in my home. This vibe is where I live.
If we're saying vibes, then in some broad context, maybe. But this is my garage. I am like, my wife had to park on the street. We had to move our whole process had to happen so you could be in my home.
Wait, you kick your wife out of the garage so you can do this?
She just has to like step away from our child and go move the car, which is a little bit of hassle for her. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying it's one of the little things that lets us do this podcast.
To do this, your wife has to move her car and stop being a mom for a bit. That's what you're telling me is happening.
That is what the There's cost of doing podcast of the ride is.
I know it's not that crazy. It's just, look, I prepare the room for you guys to come, you ghosts to come over. Move the cars. I sweep some of the leaves out of the way.
Look, it's not hard to be ripped off by this guy.
I'm just saying, as someone who is famously labeled as a deadbeat, I think, you know, look in the mirror, mon frere. Because, like, I would never, if I had a wife, I would never tell her.
You have a wife.
If I had a wife.
Whoa.
If Jenny calls me, if I had a wife, listen, I would never be like, you need to stop being a mom so I can talk about Vivo Italian Kitchen.
Wait, so this is how I provide for my family. You're going to question the kind of man I am, the kind of husband I am, the kind of father I am?
This is making...
Let's not talk about that. Let's not get into specifics. No.
Can I borrow, like...
It's nowhere near Powerball money. Okay. I'll tell you that.
Well, no, but you got like... You got like $1,500?
Not for that. We will give you a small guest fee, but it's not going to be that much.
You can get a Margot Robbie autographed Iron Studios Suicide Squad Harley Quinn 12-inch statue for like
$14.99. Oh, it's Celebrity Authentics. That is far above what we've given the most famous guest ever to be on the show. Yeah. We've never gone into that territory.
You keep formatting it.
Bobby Moynihan, probably.
QVC type prices formatting.
I don't write what's on the card. It says $14.99.99.
That's not how you say almost $1,500.
Well, look, I'm kind of coming around because if I'm getting the Anne Hathaway Catwoman, I'm going to need the... Tom Hardy.
Should we stop for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I guess.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know if we might need to just do a hard edit there. If you just heard a harder edit than we would usually do, here's what happened. We've been recording in my garage for this kind of this whole series, and for the first time ever, you know, cars go through the alley here and there.
We'll pause here and there.
Yeah. We'll walk for a truck to go by or whatever. Yeah. But for the first time ever, there was a police car. There was a Burbank police car.
At Burbank PD.
And the car pulls up and says, "Are you guys making a bunch of noise back here?" And we said, "Well, we're podcasting." And then the police officer said, "Are you doing a lot of yelling and swearing?"
No, I believe the throwing a party, screaming and cursing was the quote.
Thank you for clarifying, Venice Beach Keeper. Because
you gotta be careful. The details are important. You know? Yeah.
You got to remember everything. You've been through this has happened to you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you're being hassled constantly, I bet, by the cops.
Yeah.
This guy's been detained more than anyone I know.
That's my home, man. That's my vibe.
The energy.
One of his auras is the Venice police station.
Basically, we got the police called on us. And when the call said that we were screaming, it's a podcast that I read first. The police were called on podcast.
This
the
is true, by the way. This is not kayfabe. This is real.
No, this actually just happened.
Yeah. This absolutely did
this
happen.
This just happened.
The aura.
We suspect it is because Michael was talking too much about sucking his own dick.
I told you to get it under control.
You did, but you're right.
I don't want to go blaming here, but I'm a little agitated because this is, by the way, Mr. Keeper, my home.
That's what I said.
My home. Something tells me that if the police had come up and said, whose place is this? If they had asked you, you wouldn't have suddenly said, yeah, this is where I live because it's my vibe.
You said it first. You didn't let me take
sure,
that
Sure, sure. You were going to tell the police something about vibe. That wouldn't have been suspicious whatsoever.
I don't tell the police anything.
That's actually smart. Yeah, that is probably.
I don't know how to handle the police. We're good boys. This is where I live.
Good.
You show up for one episode and the police arrive.
This is why Jason never wanted to record at CityWalk. This is exactly what he thought would happen.
That's right. He did call it when he got really upset several times, one of which was Counterpoint, you were wrong.
Yeah, right.
Now I understand. Now I understand what that was
Jason
all about.
Was right.
That's right.
I haven't even figured out what triptychs I need for my, Dark Knight, you know. I know
Michael Ferrari triptych.
Okay, let's walk through it. We're doing Catwoman, obviously.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, Catwoman, Christian Bale, Batman. I'm assuming.
How about let's jump franchise, right?
Okay, yeah.
Let's maybe the third one is Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn.
It's right there, of course.
Maybe it's...
Can I just say, one more thing about Burbank PD.
What just happened, yeah.
Just one observation, because my back was to them and then I turned around. The look on their faces when they thought they were being called to a party and they saw maybe the dorkiest fucking thing they've ever seen in their life. The five of us sitting recording
a little lawn chair.
This singular moment made them question their careers more than anything that has ever happened before.
There was like a deflated, like, oh, what is this?
They wanted to shove some faces into the pavement. they were gonna go hippie busting today. No, they were like giving us the answers to the test. They said, was anybody screaming in curse? And we said, well, I don't know, it's just this. You're looking at it. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so you did not. There is not a loud party happening here. And like, yeah, yes, that is correct. And they're kind of like winking and smiling.
They filled in that sheet for us.
It's like, if you want to come to the party, subscribe to the second gate, man.
The party's behind the paywall. Mon frere.
That's where all the best parties are, man. You gotta pay to play.
This has never happened. This, by the way, I just want to say the Venice Beach port. This never happened before. You're the reason. This happened.
On some level, it changed the vibe. We're all yelling about dick sucking.
Three of you pointing at me. I did not bring up the dick sucking. You have this whole thing.
All right, I will take you. But you, I'm just saying you inspired me.
Is this recorded?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Then we can run it back and check.
I don't know.
We already had to stop at the police. We're not going to go back and check the tape.
Yeah, we can check the tape.
At it later.
What is this, a goddamn Geico commercial running it back?
It wasn't sex, but you were talking about drugs. You're talking that added to the agitation. I think about smoking.
Smoking yourself. That marijuana is legal in the state of California. You fucking narc.
Okay,
that's true. Trying to pin me on legal substances? After we drank so many Pappy Van Winkles together and followed him up with cucumber coolers and followed him up with teeny paninis? He's right.
We should remember about it, you know, having the drinks and the teeny panini. But he lied about who
was paying for it.
Yeah. That's true, but I had a good time.
I did not lie. Sector Keeper is and did pay for it. What is the issue here? Why are y'all so...
And I think, honestly, you know, the Pappy Van Winkle, like, that was expensive, but his teeny panini, as he calls it, like, I feel like it balances out because it was a smaller sandwich.
It was quite small.
But it's, then remember, it's we
much
got
much smaller
that...
than you think it would be when you order a panini sandwich.
Then we got so many rounds of that. Remember the Stracchino Crescenza bread?
Yeah.
You kept saying, more Crescenza bread, more Crescenza bread.
More Stracchino Crescenza bread.
What is that?
Look, it's like a bread. It's like
that's also
with...
at Viva?
That's also...
Yeah, it's like... bread and oil, and yeah, it's nice. Like... It's good. It's
you could have had some if you answered your phone. Boop, boop, beep. I'm sorry. I'm lonely and spending all my money on rubber ducks. Beep, boop.
It's the most tense. I was feeling so tense before even the police presence. Here, even a nice police presence.
Let's do a guided exercise where we all relax a little bit. Okay,
that's a smart idea.
I need it.
This is Venice, all right.
Let's get some Venice vibes going. Let's get Titanic Boutique going out here.
Okay.
Everyone close your eyes.
Okay, got it.
All right. I want you to just like picture a big blank space. Mm-hmm. Big white void. Heaven plus-ish, if you know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now I want you to start filling in that white void with little dots of colors. I want you to let those little dots of colors take the shape of a face.
Okay.
Okay.
Take the shape of the face of Daddy's little monster. There she is. It's a Michael Ferrari Margot robe. And it's only $24.99.
God damn it. All you think about, even your little exercises, are just Michael Ferrari.
But don't you feel good now?
I do feel better, at least.
Yeah,
you seem preoccupied.
No one says prices like that. $24.99 to say
price shouldn't be part of this exercise. And also, I don't think these paintings are good. And you know what? All right. There was something that I was supposed to keep my lips zipped about, but I'm going to say it. I watched this guy buy a Michael Ferrari of Ray Charles signed by Jamie Foxx. He bought it and took it home with him and he kept over and over again. You kept saying for only $1,999.99.
No, I did not. I said I took it home for $10.99.99. My Michael Ferrari Ray Charles. What am I supposed to do? Get it signed by Ray Charles?
Well, you could actually, because you have access to heaven.
Yeah, but you can't use a pen up there.
Oh, is that true?
Can't get drunk. Pens. Can't use a pen.
You probably autograph something with your own tail. I bet some shit like that.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You hang out with these guys all the time.
I mean,
because these two seem like pervs. This one seems okay.
Pervs. He's pointing to Jason when he says this one seems okay. Jason's the perviest of the three of us.
The perviest there is.
There's a time and a place.
Jason's tell was when you pointed at both of them and called him a perv, his smile got bigger.
His heart grew three sizes.
He just did this in an episode. We recorded an episode recently. We were talking about what if we were in a tunnel of love with a mirrored ceiling and you could watch your friends making out.
That's what
necking.
He said, Jason. That's and what the, Jason
the look,
said.
The, he, his like, tongue went out when he just thought of this idea.
Yeah, the cartoon wolf.
Well, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
But there isn't there. There wouldn't be a mirror. You put it there. No, and now I'm you're with watching this guy. Your friends make out.
Tunnel of love's got to have the mirrored ceiling. Otherwise, how can you see your friends make out and put out your tongue like a big wolf that just saw a cartoon hand?
Yeah, see how the other people live.
There's barely tunnels of love. There certainly aren't any with mirrors on the ceiling. There doesn't got to be any of this.
Yeah. Hall of tunnels of love of mirrors.
It's like Tommy Lee's tunnel of love.
Oh, he's cool.
Or Nikki drum? Six.
Oh. Yeah. Motley Crue.
You're just trying. You don't like Tommy Lee. You're trying to impress the Venice Beach border. You're trying to get into his vibe. You've never said a positive word about Tommy
two
Lee. Band,
he likes two musical artists, The New Pornographers and Lawrence Welk. These are the only two he cares about.
Well, it's very... theatrical, both. They both put on a hell of a show.
I don't disagree with that.
Jason, what would you do if the New Pornographers played a set on Lawrence Welk while he blew bubbles?
Well, you'd have to get him down from heaven. It's Lawrence Welk a keeper?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did he
yeah.
die at a mall? Well, yeah. You know, there are these things. There are Welk resorts. That is a place you can go. Right. I went. There's a golf course and little shops. So that is something that we could do. That means, therefore, there would be, I don't know, Cedric, you'll probably get hit up by the Welk keeper, you know, in the next couple months for, you know, trying to take you for more of that duck money.
Yeah. The new Lawrence Welk show, Roku Channel exclusive.
Wait, is that you're saying the ghost is hosting?
Yeah, the ghost is trying to get some startup money for production.
The ghost is hosting is a good catch line.
Is
that what it's called? Good. Yeah, catch line.
A catch line? Yeah. I guess that's like what mom would call it, I think.
Tagline that is a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Boys.
What I was trying to tell you is that he said Cedric Keeper would happily pay for this paint. You bought him a painting of Ray Charles signed by Jamie Foxx. And now that I know what actually happened, I don't think that's right.
This is my afterlife story right now.
Thank you.
We'll figure it out.
We're just two good friends figuring it out.
Can I say that the people who worked in Celebrity Authentics were very nice, but they were really desperate to have somebody purchase something.
Aggressive, as if they all worked on commission, which cannot be the case.
Everybody was acting as if no one has bought anything yet in the first few months of operation.
Someone walked up to me, and for approximately 2 seconds, I'd been looking at a BB-8 that was signed by all Star Wars participants except the people who voiced BB-8.
Yes. Right.
And but it was like 17 other people. Nothing to do with BB-8.
No actors. I think mostly we think crew, right?
Yeah, a lot of names I'd never seen before in my life. But no, there was like Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley. But I've been looking at it for 2 seconds, and then somebody comes up like, well, you must be a Star Wars fan. And I'm like, sure. And she says, what's it going to take for me to get you...
What's it going to take?
Yeah, she did like a car dealership line, but about a $7,000 signed BB-8.
At CityWalk Hollywood?
It seems like you can haggle at CityWalk.
Which is ridiculous, because for like less than half of that, you can get any of the Michael Ferrari art that they have.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I don't love it, but I like it more than this expensive-ass BB-8.
What's the most expensive thing there?
It might be that. $7,000 for a BB-8. And then I was like, does anyone buy this? And she says, oh, mostly like the frames. See those frames? Check out those frames. But then she said that somebody, like, this guy did walk out here with a bunch of stuff, including one of those BB-8s, and he had to get a car to come here and pick it up because he had to take all that back to the Philippines with him.
That was him.
Oh, that was him?
I mean, the guy that I got it from the Philippines, but yeah.
The Philippines keeper.
Oh, the whole country?
Entire, they just have one keeper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, he picked it up for me. Well, I'm not going to go get it.
Well, yeah.
I don't have room in my van for a Michael Ferrari. It's full.
What's it full of?
$50,000 that I got from this other lady.
In cash?
Yeah, in pennies.
Pennies?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Could that fit in a car?
Yeah, they fit in a shoebox.
But it blows the tires.
Because it's too heavy.
It's riding low.
So do you like, it's like it's overflowed, so like pennies are spilling out as you drive your van with no wheels down the street?
Yeah, you're picturing it correctly.
Okay. So just the axles are grinding on the pavement and then pennies are spewing out of the car, the
like
windows.
Someone's trying to move Scrooge McDuck's pool. Yeah.
The money bin is like being moved but by one single van. Okay. It seems like
well, what am I supposed to do?
It.
Take it to a bank? You can't trust banks. You gotta keep your money on.
So you have a bank on wheels.
I have cash.
Oh, not wheels, but
I have cash on hand. Yeah, on rims at this point.
And he's not FDIC insured. He'll tell you he is.
Never. You can't make me get FDIC insured.
Yeah, you hate the FDIC. I heard that. I did know that about you already.
Yeah, he waged a Twitter war on the FDIC.
Yeah, back when it was still Twitter.
FDIC. You're talking to the guy doing the FDIC's Twitter account.
Does not like me.
Did you do this back when you were alive or when you were a ghost?
No, ghost.
Okay.
The police are going to be back here for one reason or another. If it wasn't going to be for the noise, for the screaming, or the dick sucking, it's going to be on behalf of the FDIC. How much longer can we keep this guy?
I don't
First
know.
Of all,
what else?
FDIC is federal. The cops wouldn't show up.
You know what's crazy? Sector Keeper is that this one is where, after all this talk of horrible restaurants that made us sick, this one is the one with, there's a place called Big Fire.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
It is good. We it's, went there. Yeah, it's a really, really nice. Good restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you, it's a Pacific Northwest vibe.
And this is in Orlando, yeah.
Big
yeah.
Fires.
Here we all are.
Look at us, yeah, with the level keeper.
Level keeper's there.
Boy, how much do you miss the level keeper right
gosh,
now?
Like night and day compared to this dude.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Why are you talking about me like this in my own home and this vibe where I live?
Because the police were here.
Not
because
of me, because of this degenerate over here. Talking about sucking his own
We've done
pole.
Plenty of open door episodes where Mike said weird stuff.
I've about said weird
you know
stuff
what always
a lot.
Happens? It's always like, we'll talk about some roller coaster. I went on Viper, and I like the way Viper felt me up. Viper really felt me up, Mike will say. And then I'll say, that's the weirdest phrasing I've ever heard. And you'll act aghast. Like, that's a normal thing to say. And then we start yeah. screaming about that. But the police have never come
I talk
in
about
one of those instances.
I get, my voice gets very loud when I start talking about Chase Meridian from Batman Forever, and that and this has never happened before.
Yeah, I Same I don't thing. Know I, yeah. VPB, you're just doing something to this aura. Like the air is just crackling with energy.
Look, I can't help it. I'm electric. That's just who I am.
Scott just seems really like. Irritated, and I'm really irritated. But
finally, after and, all these day after day,
yeah.
we've talked about these awful restaurants that, and then here's one finally that was like, this is a great. This
yeah.
is, by the
right,
way, if you're going to
City Walk
Orlando, this is a great restaurant. This is finally we found one. Finally. We found a good one.
Here's what's funny. Yeah. I like everything. I like Antojitos a lot. I've gone to Antojitos multiple times. That's I don't want to be mean to my beloved Margaritaville, but like sometimes just going to that bar to have a drink before you go to the park or go to Horror Nights is just what you want. Mm-hmm. I love Antojitos. Yeah. It's maybe better.
Tableside guac. At least the Orlando at Alpha.
Yes.
Is awesome.
Big Fire. Good. Great. Good to great. And
but
then
we feel this energy like we're rushing through
and then
it.
Il Vivo, I had a calzone. It was too big. I ate all of it though because it was delicious. And I added mushrooms to it. And it was not on. They allowed me to add mushrooms to it.
I thought it paired well with the Crescenza bread.
It absolutely did.
With
I mean,
the
they
Stratino
were very.
Stratino Crescenza bread.
Stratino Crescenza bread is very similar to the calzone as well. It's like a brought
no,
of bread and
no.
almost the same thing.
The Stratino Crescenza bread is bread folded over in a crescent shape with cheese in the middle.
Yes, that's true. I'm just saying that.
That sounds like a calzone.
No,
that does sound
like
a calzone.
That's very. I think it's similar.
This guy's mansplaining over here
yeah,
about Crescenza bread and Michael Ferrari. You just know everything about everything, don't you?
I know very
food and what you're so cultured.
Yeah,
I've never seen this side of Scott.
Yeah,
I've never gotten mad on this podcast.
Well, never
the,
once.
BPD got called on. The dang garage.
On BBB. Yeah, they well, do call the BPD on BBB. Mm-hmm. That does happen.
Well, we're talking BB-8 and the BPD comes out because you're BBB.
You're BB, you're being a D. A big, a, you're being a BD, a big D.
What is with this podcast and talking about Ds?
It's not something we normally do. We're not. We're so we're clean boys.
Sector Keeper said this is a place with good boys.
We're
and
squeaking
you can
clean.
Have,
they are good boys.
You said you're going to have a good time.
This isn't
go.
Dull, this isn't dull boys.
You said just go to Vivo Italian Kitchen. It's on me. It's fine. Drink all the Pappy Van Winkle you want. Follow it up with some cucumber coolers. All of the sizes for the entrees are normal. And it turned out that some of those things were lies, but the food was fine.
I never said that.
Here's what I'll say at Celebrity Authentics. You can buy Laura Dern picture of Ellie Sadler from Jurassic Park or Admiral Holdo from Last Jedi, but they're the same price. They're both $399. Hmm. Do you guys think that depending on...
Or as you would say,
$399.99. Do you guys think that somebody's maybe iconic role should be more...
Yes.
I'm not saying Holdo isn't iconic to some, but I think Ellie Sadler is probably more famous
Here's
role.
Here's the thing, though. What you don't know is that both of those people are played by the same actor.
What?
It seemed like he set that up. It seemed like he did explain that.
But then there... But hold on, though.
Okay.
There are so many unsigned pictures of Justin Long you can also buy.
There are a lot of Justin Long pictures there that you can
I
buy.
I missed that. Wow.
There are
in
like
the J section, in that part where it's just
four.
Shelves and you pull out.
There's a lot. Okay. There's a lot of Julie Newmar, who's Catwoman on the 60s Batman show, and there's a lot of Justin Longs.
I wish there was a Michael Ferrari Julie Newmar. I could put it next
still,
to Anne Hathaway.
He's still a lot. You could get him to commission one. I think it'd probably be pricier.
You won't
but.
Return a single one of my calls or emails.
Oh, wow.
Is this also like a beep, beep, beep?
Yeah, what does it sound like?
Yeah, let's say this number formerly belonging to Michael Ferrari doesn't work anymore.
Oh, I just emailed at michaelferrari.com. I don't have any reason to know what his email is.
Just at with no start? Well, yeah, you're not going to get a hold of him if it's not like anything half an email.
What do you mean?
It's probably like Michael at michaelferrari.com.
Well, his name's not Michael. Michael Ferrari.
Well, that is a fair point, but...
Jason's middle name is Michael.
That is true. My middle name is Michael.
Yes, and his name is Michael.
His first name is Michael. My middle name is Beach.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
It's not just a designation. You just are Venice Beach Boardwalk.
Well, it's my whole identity, so, you know, identity, name. I guess it gets into what you think a name is. Okay. But, yeah.
Do you live in a domicile there? Do you... to start using these cop terms, but sure. Do you like have a roof over your head, or you just go sleep on the beach wherever you find?
I mean, Van's got a roof, but like my home is my vibe, so I'm home now.
This is Scott's garage.
That's right.
Okay,
but normally, like, yeah, I'll sleep under the stars. I'll sleep on the sand.
Yeah,
I'll sleep in the van.
It doesn't really matter.
I'll sleep on the roof of Celebrity Authentics.
Did you do that night we were there?
Well, yeah, just to see if they were getting any new Michael Ferraris in under shipment. Because they don't reload that thing in the middle of the day. They wait for, like, after hours because they know their prime heist location.
Well, because they got a big Brinks truck with armed guards.
That's right.
Loading in the new Ferraris.
Loading in the Ferraris and the big sort of, like, half bust of Predator. Just like the top half of Predator.
It's but like...
You don't want the whole Predator because you never know when that... could come to life.
Yeah, if my Predator comes to life, I want it to have no legs, because then at least I know...
You got a little bit more of a chance.
I got a radius there where I'm safe.
He still has gauntlets on his wrists, though, that could shoot things.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Predator, even with no legs, is going to be hard to put down, but legs and it's game over.
Yeah.
There is like probably more like a 30% chance that you could defeat the Predator if he had no legs.
This is all contingent upon, of course, the bust coming to life and attacking
sure, him, yeah, yeah. Know? That hasn't been in a film, as far as I know. Although there maybe one day
I should email
if they made a film of that, there'd be ample Michael Ferrari paintings about that.
That's
film.
True. Yeah,
Alien versus Predator versus another Predator with no legs. My bet's not on.
What about Adam Driver's? Didn't he make a Ferrari movie? What if you combine that with Predator? Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's out. No,
that's out right now. Okay.
There you go. Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari. That was versus older. Ferrari as tributed in a painting by Michael Ferrari.
Yeah, Ford versus Ferrari. A car racing against another car against a Pennsylvania-based artist.
Oh, so he himself is in it,
and he's racing on foot.
Yeah, he's running fast.
Is he painting while he's running?
I don't know. I don't like the questions your friends ask. Could he have some sort of a rig?
What the show is, it's an interview.
Yeah,
it's a discussion. Everybody else is totally fine with the basics of what it is.
Boys.
Yeah. What else was in the sector?
Well, Anahito's.
Well, Big Fire and Anahito's.
Quesadilla and Big Fire. Like,
great. I think a good smoked old fashioned. It was great. I don't feel like there's any place.
Yeah, we got a video of Scott's kooky drink.
Yeah, yep, big. Cool. Yeah, you got a little presentation
better
there.
Days.
Better days.
Big Fire
for
feels
sure.
Like you're going to like that's like a thing you would celebrate with a family. Like that's a legit
it's a
place.
Nice place.
Yeah, yeah. In Orlando,
chicken fire grilled chicken on the cob. It was a little dry. I'll say that.
Chicken on the cob.
No, like, I had a cob salad.
I
could go for some chicken on the cob right now. Just a bunch of corn is wrapped in chicken. You throw that in the fire. Maybe you got like a little bonfire going. Like drizzle a Bud Light on there. That's Sunday night, baby.
I like the idea that Jason, when he has a drumstick, he calls it chicken on the cob.
The cob. Yeah.
Any food around. That you gnaw off of a food is on the cob.
He spins it around.
More things should have cobs, though.
I agree, yeah.
This guy's looking down
popsicles
at his cob.
Popsicles on
right
a
now.
Cob.
Yeah. Pops on the cob.
As long as you can twit. Yeah, if you did popsicle like corn on the cob ever, does anybody do that?
Jason?
Yeah. Jason, you got a bomb pop and you just eat it sort of corn on the cob style?
I feel like then my left hand gets sticky.
Well, you need
the
two,
right
you
hand.
Need two sticks. Then.
Oh, you need two sticks.
Or you need to sort of like proceed in the popsicle eating to the point where you've got the top stick popping out.
Bite off the top.
Or
and
you
then
could bite
you
it
can...
off, you little freak. Yeah, you could do that too.
You were the one who suggested it.
No, I didn't. I said eat it normal.
You can swirl your little ghost tail into a little, like a soft serve and eat it.
Oh, now we're talking.
Don't, if everybody starts yelling about bite off the top, real life, you start screaming about it, the cops are going to be right back here.
Hold on, Jason's getting his phone out. Jason, what are you dialing?
Jason, what is that?
Put that down.
He's just talking about using your tail as a soft serve.
There's going to be trouble if they come again. The one time they let it slide, they helped us out. But if they're back here and they know what this, they know that this guy is like, I mean, I the fact that you have the Ferrari delivery schedule memorized, you know that they show it when they show up in the middle of the night. This guy's trying to, what if the whole thing, even going up there with that, he was probably trying to get us to be part of his Ferrari heist.
He was scoping the joint, guys.
I can't stress this enough. I don't need to steal Ferraris if you give me another $50,000.
Oh, did you sell him?
I sold it.
Did you spend that $50,000 he sold you 30 minutes ago?
Sorry. No, I sold you $50,000.
Dot.
Yeah, what's the format of that?
Did he want, maybe he wanted 49.99999.
I'm going to resell
49.999999.
Okay, I'm going to keep the first one though. Or you need me to send it back?
No, you don't have to send it back.
See what I mean?
What are you doing? Stand up for yourself, no, Sector Keeper.
I don't know. I'm a ghost. I'm invertebrate, man. I got no
Sector Keeper. You're like faded. Like you look like, you know, gray ET, white ET. He's sick. This is what happened.
I mean, after the record, I'm gonna end up getting a phone call from Jenny, his wife.
So he is married.
Not my wife.
Is he married to a human woman who's alive?
Yes.
She won't call me back. She's not my wife. That's legal.
Why don't you call her?
What?
You should call her
then. I did call her. That's what I'm saying. If she doesn't call me back, she's not my wife.
Were you married before you were a ghost, or did you meet her when you were a ghost?
You can't legally ask me that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
All right, okay.
Okay, I can answer, though.
Okay, thank you, yeah.
He was a ghost, and they got married.
Thank you.
Really?
He can tell you. So I'm not allowed to tell you.
I can be the conduit.
Can I ask, how old is the wife?
The wife?
Yeah.
In her 40s.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, are you a boy?
What?
Are you like a boy? Because he's a boy.
You think I have a boy's taste in art? You think a boy would love the art of Michael Ferrari?
Well, I could see it. I could be, if I was a boy, I might like the art of Michael Ferrari. Old,
like, that's my vibe. That's my age. That's my home.
Okay, right, so the answer to that is he's 52, but he tells people he's 39.
Oh, okay. So he is like age appropriate.
Gross. But most of those years were since I ghosted.
Okay.
He's the only ghost I know that has a leathery suntan.
You look disgusting. You barely even look like a ghost.
I'm the only ghost that works on it. You got to put in the work for tan. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah, you do have to.
Lay around and wait for some other guy to show up and pay for all your Ferraris.
You seem to have a real problem with me for someone that drank a lot of Pappy Van Winkle and cucumber coolers.
He seems upset because you misrepresented the permission of where it was coming from.
He's not mad at you. Look at this guy. He's got no beef with you.
VVB will never understand, boys, is that there are rifts currently in the multiverse.
Yes. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And you start throwing back Pappies. Pappy might come for us.
Now we have to worry about Pappy Van Winkle?
Yes, you may have summoned Pappy.
Oh my God.
The actual Pappy Van Winkle who it's named after?
Well, who do you think Pappy Van Winkle? The tale of Van Winkle. Time.
He is Rip Van Winkle.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Is he Rip Van Winkle's father?
Yes,
he's
obviously.
His Pappy, obviously, my God.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Why do you think we wanted to drink it that bad? I wanted to drink that sweet, sweet Time whiskey.
Oh, now it all makes sense. Oh,
that's why Scott's getting worked up. You're feeling a shift.
Well, I feel because we've been doing these. Some of this has nothing to do with you, Venice Beach Boardwalk Keeper. We've been doing this series. Yeah, I'm just coming in with first I'm like, hey, we're done with Buffett. There's a bunch more Buffett stuff. And then now I'm getting hit with all this. And I find out that all that whiskey was like an abuse of the goodwill of this is the keeper I have a relationship with.
You can say best friend.
You
can say best friend.
You know what? I will. In comparison,
we're best friends.
Oh, thank you.
In this moment, that's how I feel. He's my best friend, and you are abusing this guy.
Well, that's okay. But by the transitive property, you are also my best friend.
Oh shit!
No, what's so? This stupid math and beginning is the end. I don't agree with any of this. And then, just like, and then this is your home. This is your vibe. And on top of all of it, like. We have never gotten an answer of how many of these sectors we're going to do. I'd be fine adding celebrity authentics and whatever we want, as long as I knew there was a light at the end of the tunnel. We, the listeners, nobody knows how many, is this going to be 45 days? Is it going to be 70 days?
Scott, Sector Keeper actually told me before we were recording, they just opened a Universal Monster tribute store at Hollywood literally yesterday. So I was going to, like, he said we're going to have to do that too.
No, yes, no, that's right. We don't need to do that. If the rift exists, I don't know. Solve it without going there. Best friend or no best friend? I don't want it. How much more can we possibly add?
Hey, listen. I know what you need to do. Here's your out. You want an out? Here's your out. You turn around, you walk away. You walk into the sea, my man.
You know what?
You come with me. You walk into the sea. No one can get you in the sea.
No.
Scott hates it when you dare him to do things.
You know what? For the first time, you've said something sensible.
That's right,
maybe
best friend.
I don't know where it'll end up. I don't know if I want to walk permanently into the sea. I'm not sure if I'm at that level.
Okay.
But maybe a little ocean drive would sound good. Maybe going and like just, I think staring at the goddamn ocean for a little bit sounds spectacular.
No.
On this day where the police showed up and I got a drifter here who won't leave my home.
No.
Let's say that officially. And I don't have any idea how long this show, it's not all about the keepers. Guys, Jason and Mike, you could help organize this thing. Am I the only one who feels like this series is never going to end? Like we need to put some confines on this or we're never getting out of it.
Well, I got some little bit of closure recently because I thought Anahito's meal I had not too long ago gave me a bit of a tummy ache, and then I think it was actually the big Topo Chico I drank with it.
Mm. I don't think that's true because I got sick the same day as you, remember?
Then I had a Topo Chico somewhere else, and I also got a bloated stomach ache, so I'm willing to give Anahito's another chance.
You're going back. It's been off my list, actually. If someone makes me sick once, I'm done. This podcast is making me sick, and maybe I'm fucking done with this, too. Guys, I don't. You know what? Going and taking a look at the ocean sounds fucking great to me right now.
He's leaving.
Let me know when there's a sensible amount of sectors.
He's leaving his own.
The Venice Beach Boardwalk guy is gone.
He's leaving the Venice Beach Boardwalk's house.
I'm taking some fucking time, okay?
He's leaving.
In my house. Go another hour. My wife has to come park here. You're fucking out.
Oh my god!
And now that was a lot of yelling and cursing.
That was that could see why how we would maybe get another call. That's never.
There's no party.
I was gonna say that's never happened, but I think it's actually happened once before, and I think it's when I first started talking about Randy Gerber on this podcast.
Mm. Who's that?
Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber. He's sort of business partners with George Clooney for Casamigos Tequila.
Oh yeah, I love Amigos. That's my home. That's
what did you
vibe.
Call it? What did you call it?
Migos.
It's called Casamigos.
Yeah. It's called House Migos. My home.
Did you call it House Migos?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's no, what no, I mean. That's what Casa means.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I just thought you were. I couldn't house. I almost pictured it HAUS.
I can't believe Scott left. He was talking about going into the ocean, and he could have just waited around in that little body of water outside the Billabong store.
Yeah, because that is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty calming.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, bud, though. That's not like the ocean.
Well, but it's water. It's got water.
Man.
Well, I hate to leave the listeners on such a bummer. Like, Scott usually does the outro, so I guess I'll do the outro. Sector Keeper, finish the saga?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You want it? Okay, hold on.
Beer cheese fondue was good at Big Fire.
Yeah, that was. We had it. We had that. Are we seeing this?
Technically finish the sector. And the stone is forming.
Okay. Well, what is the stone?
Bourbon cheese.
Closely.
Is the stone bourbon cheese?
I'm sorry, Jason, what?
You just said bourbon cheese, but he might have fallen asleep and had a brief dream.
I misread my note. I said beer cheese. It was bourbon cheese.
Oh, I thought you kind of had it like blacked out and you were just saying bourbon cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh, bourbon cheese.
Is this episode releasable?
I mean, I think it has to be as far as our recording schedule is considering.
Do you see something appearing?
As long as the stone comes out, yeah, I think this episode is releasable.
It is appearing. It's many little stones, points that create a larger stone.
Wow.
And it has the formation of a sinister lady by the name of Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And below it, there's a price tag, and it says $49.99.
It's the most expensive one yet.
So that's okay.
And it's signed by Josh Gad.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Why? Why did Josh Gad sign it?
Why not?
I didn't see any Gad signed things in this place.
Everyone from the movie Pixels signed it.
Oh, and is Margot Robbie in Pixels?
No, I don't think so.
She didn't sign this one, but Josh Gad.
But Josh Gad did.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, if that's what the stone is, that's what the stone is.
And what's it going to take for you to take this stone home today?
I'll take it now.
Well, this is a different stone because we have to actually purchase this stone.
Yeah,
unlike the others.
No, I got you. I got this one. Because you just need $49.99, right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that he sent me, so I'm good.
Are you going to pay for it in pennies?
Well, I got it through Zelle, so I just got to get cash that out and then get my van over here.
Okay. All right, so he'll pay for it, I guess, so we'll get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you want to look? I guess here, do you want to read the outro?
I'll do my own and you do that one.
Okay, yeah, do your own. Do you want to do it first or do you want to do
it? Yeah, okay, hit me up on Venmo at VBB and you can just send whatever you want right over there. That works with Zelle too. And please get back to me, Michael, at michaelferrari.ferrarimichael. Okay. Call me, okay?
Okay, well, I think he'll probably hit you up. All right, it's for us. You know, thanks to Aaron Gardner for the art, me, Mike Carlson, and Zach Reno for the theme music for Multiverse of Madness. The Multiverse of Madness merch is in our T Public store. For the full Multiverse experience, keep it tuned here to Podcast The Ride, The Second Gate, or join Club 3 to get every sector ad-free and an exclusive bonus sector at patreon.com/podcasttheride.
Stupid saga. Stupid keepers, stupid cops. I feel like such an outcast. No one understands me!
Whoa, hey big fella, what's your name? Are you an outcast too? That's so unfair. You're amazing. You sound like a cow, but you look like a fish. Hey, let's stick together. You and me, cowfish.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.